of course, a lot of fiddle playing came from the Appalachian Mountains, and I had met at an early age a fiddle player by the name of Art Stamper, and we became friends, and I played at his funeral. But before he had died, he exposed me to a lot of different styles from Eastern Kentucky. And I can see how those styles have influenced the western part of the state as well. The way that they play has certainly does change the farther west that you go. But as far as the future and what's happened in the past with fiddling in Kentucky, I see that the Nashville, the new grass, the bluegrass, but it's like a smooth and little jazzy tendencies. I think that's where fiddle playing's headed for Kentucky. It's not obscure, but not a rough fiddle player who's self-taught, but more of a trained fiddle player. Someone, since there's so many string classes and stuff these days in orchestras and universities and in schools, where in the very old days they didn't have that, everyone was self-taught. I see that everybody will be more polished, and because of the access of iTunes and YouTube, that everybody will have a little better technique and abilities, so they'll sound more like a commercial fiddle player, with thinking outside the box a little bit more than the old days.